Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's just say hello to everybody. Ilan, good morning. Yitzchak White, good morning. Natan,
good morning.
Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll, good morning. Aaron Yudin, so nice to see you. Good morning.
You too, Rabbi. Nice to see you.
Adam Hattel, good morning. Yonah Moisey, good morning. Akiva Poppers, good morning. You the Shitrus, good morning. Yosef Katan, good morning.
Good morning.
Adam Patel, good morning. Where's Steve Gottlieb, who just was here?
Yeah, good morning.
Max Kirschblum, good morning. Ezra Hagler, good morning. Jacob Silberger, good morning. Yitzchak Carroll, good morning. Steve Gottlieb, good morning. Okay. Akiva Poppers, good morning. Did I say hello to everybody? Did I acknowledge everybody?
Ready.
Daniel Goodman, good morning. Yitzchak White, good morning.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Okay, good morning, good morning. Nice to see you all. And Dr. Presby, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you? Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Okay, so we're in the middle of our packet from yesterday, packet Chaf Ches. So we discussed the various shitas. Right, let's just review. We discussed shitas Rashi. The Rashi Shita is that it's wood is a problem and leather is a problem. That's Rashi. And then we had the opinion of the Balamor. That everything is a problem. Everything that's a shoe is a problem, no matter what it's made out of. The only thing that's not a problem, if it's really not a shoe, it's just like a handkerchief or a scarf that's wrapped around the foot, right? And then we saw the Rif, that the Rif seems to say that, the way the Ron explains the Rif, that it's only a leather shoe is a problem. Has to be a shoe. It has to be leather, and the Rambam is what we were talking about at the end of the shiur. That what's the story with the Rambam's opinion? Because the Rambam, on one hand, seems to say that the gemi is okay, and so that might imply that the only leather. But then he says it has to be margish, the koshi akarka. So is he just saying the same thing as the Rif, or what's the story? So let's pick up with Aruch HaShulchan on page 16. In Siv Dalad. Right? In other words, in Siv Gimli, he brings Shitas Rashi, that eights is a problem. He says, V'divrei HaRambam, Yishmokim Iyin, V'farshim Tafsu, Shu Omi B'Shitas HaRiv HaRosh, Kol she'eno shel or mutar afil b'shal eitz. Right. In other words, the simple pshat, the way some mefarshim explain the Rambam, he's just saying the Rif, that it has to be a shoe made out of leather, like what we normally assume. And even eitz is okay. But then he says laniyaz daiti lo mashmakein milshono. But he says that he doesn't. The Aruch HaShulchan argues. He says it's not mashma that way. Shekosav osu linol minol v'sandal afil baraglo echad umuta latzis v'sandal shel sham v'shel gemi v'chayotzimem v'korech adam beger al raglov v'yotzimbo shei koshi arts magil raglov v'magishu yochef v'reshetzorach shah regal targish b'chifosa. So, in other words, that was what we discussed yesterday, that it's mashma that that you have to feel that, you know, you feel the hardness of the ground. Now, if it's shall eights, you're not going to feel the ground, because if you have a wooden shoe, you're not going to feel the ground. So, if you want to say that the Rambam is like the Rif, that everything goes except for leather, and even so, then how does that work in with what he said about the ground? So nearly the time of the Labishim Shalates Mikri Mino, Shalini Chalitza Pasak, the Shalates Pasal. Was Shad is Eitz is not good for Chalitza. A wooden shoe is not good for Chalitza. So the Elatamo nearly the cave in the Yom HaKippurim have a time of Mishum Inoy. Lachen Kol She'enu Mas'ana. So he says Pshat in the Rambam is that the Gemi is mutter because the Gemi you could still feel the ground. All those things you could still feel the ground. And in a chanami, the law came to shalates. Fiza nirlan is that delay not says been real shalates. We have a kippur. In other words, even though it's not a minnow, but you can't. But if you have a shoe out of wood, he's saying that you can't feel the ground. So even though it's not a shoe al pidin. But you have to. It's not an inui, so therefore you can't have minel shalates. So Mimela, he's saying that the Rambam is like Rashi, not like the Rif. So he's saying that the Rambam would say that that if you wear say Crocs on Yom Kippur, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. Crocs on Yom Kippur. Because you're not Margish Koshi Arts. He says, Dashet, Slein Holchim, Bekolosin, Biyom Kippurim, Nesha Enam Shalor, Umin Guma, some type of, like Mr. Rabbi Katan said, like rubber or something. The Gabu Rach, Haregel, Margish Koshi Arts, Koshi Keshemudu Leilech, Bevolikis, Shem Shotzemer, Pashut Shem Rakim Harbe. Achieshim Avim Koshim Ma'odach Regular Regish Koshi Arts. So he says that the Koshikin Shem Chupin Or. Kosar Rabbeinu, the Mutu Lamud Al Karim Sosha Shah Or. Kumokam Machmet Tavol Abrach. Ukore Ein Tam Luchumrza, Umutu Hatkila, Shem Shem Eno Mino. He's saying that the bottom line is that he feels the shita of the Rambam is that it has to be that you margish the kosher arts. So Mela, according to the Aruch HaShulchan in the Rambam, you know, sneaker, all these things that people wear wouldn't be good. He says that the Ramah says that you're allowed to stand on pillows of made out of leather. But Machmir Tov Al Bracha, he says that shouldn't be a problem because that's you're standing on it. That's not your shoe. But he says Divrei Rambam Asi Shapir Da Torah Hikpida Regel Targish Kosher Arts. But he says that maybe according to the Rambam, you need that the foot is feeling the hardness of the ground. So Mamela, the Aruch HaShulchan is very very Machmir within the Shitas HaRambam. Within the Shitas HaRambam. Now the question is, but that's if you're, but the Shulchan Aruch never technically quoted that you have to be Margish Kosher Arts. Right? So it's hard to say that's what the, so let's take a look. We're going to skip over the Panimiris and the Marsham now. I want to maybe look at the Tshuva of the Marshag on page 25. To see what he says, and then maybe next week we could see the other sources that we skipped. Look on page 25. Mechtavu kibal diadavar muto lotzis b'yom kippurim v'tishabav v'kohanim b'duchonom v'avu me'avelu b'malim asher ha'ekev shalem hu migumi. You know, could you, as you have something that's rubber. Chem min ha'nikra kvitshug asher holech b'minol kaze inu margish klal shu holech yochiv. There was a person who's wearing certain types of shoes, like sneakers today. You know, people wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, so he doesn't feel the hardness of the ground. What do we say? So on one hand, maybe that's a problem. On the other hand, it's not leather. So what's the story? So he says like this: Chavas daiti shemuter. So he thinks the Marshag that it's permissible. What's the minhag ha'olam in the world today is people wear, non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur, and they're not magish koshi arts. So he says, Chavas daiti shemuter lo'avi b'chal chamisha nuyim ela minhag shel or. It has to be leather. Even though you're not going to feel that you're going barefoot, because you're not going to feel the ground. What about the Rambam? That if you have shoes, hulaych yachiv zoser. Says nira de lo raihu sheril chora yech lovim b'divrei Rambam echos of tam l'dover zeh. What's the Rambam saying? This idea, giving reasons and things like that. We're not dorish time at the kra. When I'm nira de gemar Rambam lo bali tein tam l'dine torli as a din mishtana l'vishina tam ela balomar te mina lo choshiv ela shel or shodover sherova nashim osim osol l'mina. He says the Rambam is saying that what is a minnow? It has to be leather. Why? Because leather is something that you usually don't feel the minnow kazeshal or a feel also a minnow may or dak the kolish shaholach bo margish resort omol kil yochev mikomol vaday osu. You say, what if I make a shoe, out of leather, but it's very soft leather? And you can be margish the koshi arts. So would you say that's mutter? No. He said, Torah osra nilas asandal shal or. Kevin shem yiderech lasas minnal shal or boven shalo yagishu. Aval b'minnal shal beged or shar minim. Kevin dal pi harov haholech b'minnal kazeh margish shuhu holech yachef. But if it's not shal or, so then normally you would feel lo chashiv mino umemele eino osu afil im osu mino. You see, in other words, if you make, he's saying like this. In other words, the Torah was koveya. What's the normal type of shoe that you're not margish the kosher arts is made out of leather. So a leather shoe is osu, and a shoe out of a beged, which normally you would feel the kosher arts, is mutter. But if you make the or in a way that you are margish, or you make the beggar in a way you're not margish, it doesn't matter. Because the Torah was koveya, that's what's called a minnal. So even though you could make a minnal, you can make it out of leather, and you will be margish, the kosher arts, or you can make something out of rubber, and you won't be margish, it doesn't matter. Because we follow what the derech of a. That's what the Torah asked. The Torah asked the thing that's normally a not margish, even though now you are margish, and what normally is not margish, even though. Yeah. Mele eno osu afil im osu mino bi beger av od acheholach bo eno margish klal shehu holach yachiv. Mikol malkom kevin mestama de milsa mishar minim eno kain. Say, for example, a mikveh. A mikveh has to be memsa. Why? Because that's the size of a human being. In other words, we don't say, oh, well, this person is smaller, so maybe he or she should have a smaller mikveh. No, this is the shear that they were koveya. Obviously, if a person is too big, it's not going to fit into the mikveh, then it has to be bigger. But, Shechter discussed that. But, I think Rav Shechter discussed that, if I'm not mistaken. I think Rav Shechter discussed that. But Lemaisa, this is the shear. You don't say, well, I'm a midget, so I can have a smaller mikveh. No. Okay, I got the shear shofar. The shear of a shofar. Kadesh, Zenu biyado, Vira, Lekan, Lekan. Vain chilik ben Adam Godel, Lekotan. Yeah, Rav Shechter once discussed this idea about the size of the mikveh, but. It In other words, a shofar, the size of a shofar, has to be that it could you could hold in your hand and it'll protrude from both sides. And it doesn't matter whether it's a big person, a small person. Still, that's the shear. In other words, say you have a tiny person, and the shofar is less than a tefach, and it'll protrude. It'll protrude. Doesn't matter. That's the shear. Feel how you puzzle. The lo chilka Torah, ken gan kan minol shel or asa. The Torah asa the minol shel or. Beichilik afil or dak, and if it's dak. And you can margish ki il holach yofe minik shal shar minim mutar dei chiluk afilu mischora ova she'enu margish klal shu holach yofe minim tzor shema shal rambam nosan tam shu margish lo ba el loma shebea torah lo ya el milil shal or ava lo shu nech lakata ben imu margish holach yofe ben enu margish. See, whereas holach yofe, that's why the Torah, how the Torah was koveya the halacha, because usually in the time of when the Torah was given, the or was something you weren't magish, and the beged was something you weren't magish. So even though today we can make shel or, and you could be magish, you can make shel rubber, and you weren't magish, but that's the way the Torah was koveya. Hayim priyetz chayim shar yom kippurim shar beinu arizal nosan lanu tam l'shvach shar yom kippurim eino oser el minol shel or. So therefore he says, and the panim eros, the inyan minol shel levadim, that's made out of fabric, sheishlach me v'nei she'enu margish klal. So he says, is the panim, because if you have something that's not or, but you're not margish the karka, so the panim eros is machmir. So the question is, does he really mean it as a chumra, or he means a meikra din? He says he thinks it's only a chumrah. In other words, it's a chumrah that if you have something that you it's not out of leather, but you're not margish the kosher, you shouldn't use it. That's a panimiro says. He thinks it's a chumrah. And the marshak said, I think it's not even a chumrah. It's not even midas chasidus. Right? The name of mitzvah chumra with midas chasidus yesh lahachmer. She yatsa halofin she star behin imuim came. Fan neimer came achilu shtiyah. She kolam sanum star yosar areza meshubach. Came lam tziv sator. In other words, it should be that the more you suffer on Yom Kippur, the better. And we say not that way. The Torah says you should eat on Yom Kippur, so it should be easier to fast.
Says a chosid shota.
Did you say Yosef Malichos or Yochiv? Eidim Kabel Shum Schar al Zeh. So there was a person who goes on Yom Kippur to a cold place. So he'll feel even, it'll be even more hard for him. So he says, there's no Indian for that, that's shtus. In other words, a person goes to his wife to try to entice himself and then he pulls away. You know, that's shtus. Because we don't say, oh, why don't you make the ino even greater for you? So you'll tempt yourself and then not do it. No, that's shtus. You only have to do what the Torah says. And if you do more, then that's wrong, because it's Bizo Yontif. Who the Bam is Yom Kippur? Was Yom Kippur's Yontif. So the Hey Nuim you have to do. But you don't have to do more than the Torah says. אם כן מי שאינו הולך במין עולם של גומי שמותר מצד התורה לילך בו והוא רוצה מצד שיצטר עושה שלו כדין. Wow. He says, דווקא, it's עושר. So to say, I'm not going to use sneakers. What's that? לכן לדעתי בכל החומרוס יישר שעודם נוהג ביום כיפור מצטר אם אין מהסנגלוס אותם ידעו שניצר מאיזה דובר כמו מי שאומר כל היום על רגלוב. Somebody's standing the whole day with star. Okay, some people just stand the whole day. So what is that? He says that's not right. The daiti osa shalok edin mitzad bizo hayom. In other words, you're causing tsar to yourself that you're not mandated to, and it's a yontif. You're mevaz of the day. Kvar hayom hu l'chabdo v'shalol letzar es atzmo. Chutz mi osa n'dvarim shetzivsa bo tarasei nakdosho v'lo yoser. Wow. That's so he is like, it was the opposite of the, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan. He's saying that this is the way the Torah was koveya. Now, if you have you make it today in a way that you won't feel pain out of the, it was, I don't know. It's interesting. He's very stark. I don't know. I don't know whether you guys like what he's saying, you don't like what he's saying, or you like better what the Aruch HaShulchan was saying. Or you could tell me, and I'm going to listen. And soon we're going to run out of time, but it'll be good, because when we run out of time, then we get to have our break, and you go back on, and then we'll do the Chumash. Okay, so let's hear what you have to say about this Marshag.
Is he saying that, is he only saying this if you say that all five of you knew him under Isa?
Either way, I mean...
If you say that, if he's saying that it's also to be Mitzvah more than the Torah... want you to, other to have Inuyim more than the Torah wants you to, how could the Rabbanon have added three more Inuyim?
Right, that's a good question. Ezra Hagler, poof, that's a good question. Ezra's asking if only Achil Ishtiyah are the Raisa, then how could the... So they're making more Inuyim, so it's against this whole... Right, it works in... You're right, it works in better if everything is the Raisa, right? Which the Pashas is. But I like what you're saying, Ezra. You're saying, good gezocht. That Ezra's asking, how would the Marshag, his whole thesis, work with if you hold only Achil and Shtir's the rights, the rest is the Rabbanan. So then they add it in. Okay, but then, Lamaisa, it's a Tachanus Chachamim. So Tachanus Chachamim, they could do, they add in, you know, like, you know, so it's a Tachanus Chachamim. But for you to do it yourself, not Tachanus, you know, okay. Takanas Chachamim is going to be different, just like the Rishonim ask on Rosh Hashanah, we blow so many times the shofar, we only have to blow 10 kolos, so we blow much more. So it's Takanas Chachamim, like the Rashba says. But the Marshag is stark. He says, a person saying, I'm not going to use sneakers. I'm going to dafka, take off my shoes. So I'm not going to... So he says he doesn't think that's right. I mean, Aruch HaShulchan thought that that that's shot in the Rambam, that you have to be margish kosher. He says, you'll have to be margish. That's the, how they would kovei the halacha initially. But to say, no, no, I don't know. But, does anyone else have something to... want to give an opinion on this, whether... You know,
I had a question about this tshuva seems like it's also talking about kohanim on duchening and availing. Yeah. Does he say the same thing for everything, and are they in general all tied together for shoes?
Not necessarily, but the main point is he's talking about Yom Kippur. But, I don't know, I think it's fascinating what he's saying. I mean, basically, he's matzdik the minhag ha'olam. Because the minhag ha'olam is l'chatchila to use things that are comfortable, so they're just not leather. Right? That basically is the minhag ha'olam. So, it's a limud zchus. The Aruch HaShulchan is usually the one who's Malam Yitzchus, but I don't know what the minig was in the time of the Aruch HaShulchan, how people were knowing. But, okay, everybody's saying. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, we should I think we'll call 11 o'clock for Sunday, Be'ezus Hashem. If there has to be a change, say, I might have to go someplace. Somebody's making a small chasana, you know, one of these small chasanas, you know. Okay. Well, let's assume for 11, and we'll do Sarara. You know, we'll continue Sarara. Packet Yud. And then next week we'll continue. We have a little bit more left in this packet. So we're going to stop now. We'll take a little break. And in 2 minutes or so, when this turns off, we will do Parsha. Okay, everyone?